This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers, my sisters in Islam. I'm standing here and behind me is the stadium of Barcelona Football Club. Right now is under construction. But since I'm here, I wanted to share with you something that took place in that very stadium a couple of years ago in the year 2018 when Barcelona took on Liverpool Football Club in the semi-final of the Champions League, one of the most competitive, well-known soccer competition in the entire globe. Barcelona was taking on Liverpool and they won in that first leg 3-0. So since Barcelona defeated Liverpool 3-0, Liverpool has to score at least three or more goals to qualify for the final. And the next match was played in Anfield in England, in Liverpool, where Mohamed Salah wasn't part of the team due to injury. Firmino and these are top players at that time, they were not part of the game, and everybody expected that Barcelona will play on the final and not Liverpool.
And then came the match in Anfield in Liverpool. Here's the stadium behind me. Subhanallah al-Azim, no one imagined that Barcelona, in the absence of Mohamed Salah, Firmino because of injury, and in the presence of their opponent Messi, Suarez and other stars, would ever defeat Barcelona and qualify to the final. Mohamed Salah, I remember, he attended the match as a supporter to his teammates, and he had a shirt on that says, never give up. And Barcelona started the match. 6 minutes later, they scored the first goal.
Who's capitalized on the mistake? Here's Henderson, he's away! Good save! He scored! There's one back!
The whole first half, they attempted to score more, but they couldn't. Second half started. And here we go, one after another, goal after another.
He's on his way into the middle, so is Wijnaldum! Oh, it's in! Off the bench, he scored! Wijnaldum! Oh, it's three! Liverpool are all the way back!
To a point that Liverpool were able to defeat Barcelona 4-0, and they qualified to the final, and actually won the Champions League that year, 2018.
He's been here since he was six, and he spotted that! Oh, Adam Corbin! They tore Barcelona napping! Brilliant thinking by Alexander-Arnold! Clinical finish from Divock Origi! Liverpool ahead! Liverpool 4, Barcelona 0, 4-3 on aggregate, and that was so cheeky and so effective!
Now, why am I telling you this? Like, why am I bringing an example from soccer to teach you anything about Islam? Because the same concept applies to those people who were weighed down by sin, those who were defeated by shaitan, by Satan, time and time again, to a point that they have lost hope. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're even shy to repent. I've been dealing with so many people who are addicted to pornography and many, many other vices, who they tell me in their emails or during our conversation, when we have counseling, that they have given up. They feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to listen to them anymore. Never give up. Never give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never give up in your determination that you can actually change the favor, you can change the situation in your favor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself told you never give up. He said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Tell my servants, the believers who have transgressed against themselves, despair not in the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgive all sins, major or minor. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, most merciful. Even the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he told us, he reminded us that we are by nature, we are bound to fall, we're bound to errors, we're bound to commit sins and be defeated by shaitan again and again. But the best of those who sin, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, are those who often repent and make that comeback and return to winning. Just like how Liverpool were able to defeat Barcelona when they were on the top of the game. Everybody predicted that Barcelona would win the league that year. But because of that determination and trust in themselves and trust that things can be turned around, they were able to become the champions of this year. Similarly, my brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter how many times you are defeated in life by shaitan, by other, you know, circumstances, never ever give up on yourself. So long as you're breathing, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a chance to turn things around and bring it into your favor and bring, you know, goodness into your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recover and turn back to winning ways. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always enable us to repent when we fall and enable us to turn back to Him whenever we feel defeated, because He's the only one who can bring us from darkness to light. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on. Walk on with hope.